But right now, joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the 3-0 Dallas Cowboys. We say hello to Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Morning.
What a start.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What a good day. The Eagles lost and we won.
That's How about that?
I tell you, I was a little worried when Dak had that early interceptions. But that old chocolate smoothed right on out like I knew he would, and he went on. Another assault on the defense, and eventually my checkbook. He's going to assault that, too.
Yeah, that price may be going up the way he's playing.
I know it. I know it. I really need him to have a few bad games to save a few nickels here, don't I?
Yeah, maybe.
I tell you, we had a hard time with them guys in that first half. Not sure what was the deal there, but I thought going into this game it was basically going to be a version of a Big Five playing an FCS school.
Yeah, Dolphins are kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, Dolphins are kind of like the Citadel rolling in here, but but they gave us a few worries there early, but then fate took over, and the Dallas Cowboys rode to the Super Bowl smoothed out in front of us, and we won that game real good.
It is starting to look kind of smooth. You're right about that.
It is looking smooth, and I was upset about something in that game.
What's that?
I was really upset when we scored that last touchdown there in that fourth quarter.
Why?
And covered the spread. Well, I had made a rather large bet in an effort to win some Zeke money that I'm having to pay out now.
I don't think that's legal, Jerry.
And then that Pollard screwed it up and scored that touchdown.
You bet against your team? Covering
the
spread?
Well, I want us to win, but I thought that maybe we had some room here during that spread to win me some money.
I think that's illegal. I don't think you can bet on your team.
Well, I ain't claiming it's legal. I'm just saying I do it.
Okay.
But then I found out that Roosevelt forgot to place the bet for me. And it didn't go through.
Okay.
So then I was happy, right? Matter of fact, I haven't been that happy since Roosevelt made me that life-size mechanical snoring dummy of myself that I could tuck in the bed next to Gene on party nights.
He made one of those up.
He did. But Tony Pollard, wasn't he great?
Yeah.
Had 100 yards. What's happening to George all of a sudden?
I don't know.
His mic wasn't working for a second, but we're good.
So he and Zeke had 100 yards yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
And I paid one of them about $2 million yesterday for that game, and the other one made a $75 appearance fee.
That's about the size of it.
It's a little out of whack right now.
Both got 100 yards.
But y'all haven't played anybody yet, Jerry. You haven't played anybody.
Well, we're going to now. We're going to, and we're going to do well. But none of these teams are going to get in the way of fate. And this season is all about fate. We are fated to win the Super Bowl.
It may be your time.
That's right. This will be a fatal season.
No.
I wouldn't call it that.
Did you like those all-white uniforms we was wearing yesterday?
Yes. Loved them.
Yeah, they're all right. I kind of like the traditional ones better, but they were nice.
They looked good, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
I was a little concerned they'd make us look like a really masculine registered nurse team. But and Amari Cooper. Oh, Amari Cooper.
Yeah,
good game.
He continues to make me look like a great general professional football manager.
You made that trade last year.
And I really believe that every great play he makes erases a mistake that I made as GM between 95 and now.
I don't know about that.
If he keeps playing well enough, he could eventually erase every Taco Charlton I ever drafted and leave people saying, Jimmy who? And that's my ultimate goal.
Yes, yeah, we know that.
We've known that for a while.
Ultimate goal. So congratulations to Jason Garrett on that win yesterday. He gets to keep his job for one more week. But believe me, I keep dangling Kellen Moore over his head like the sword of Damocles.
Damocles.
That's part of what makes me a great general manager. I know how to motivate people.
That's right.
Hey, there seems to be another youngster up in that suite, a little blonde-haired. Who's that? It's not Spalding.
I have no idea.
It's your suite.
I don't know who half them kids are up there in that Jones family suite. I get introduced to them every game. It's like, hey, Jerry, this is your grandson, Connor. This is your granddaughter, Michaela Kenny Catacula, whatever her name is. And I smile at them, and I'm smiling when I say this now, but believe me, I don't know who they are, and I don't think I'm related to any of them.
I think you are, and you should know who they are.
I just think that I think my kids are just having kids in order to get more grandparent money. That's what I think happens.
No, I don't think they're up to that. No.
Hey, I make out these birthday checks, and I got about 48 grandkids on the payroll right now. Yet when we get together, there's only about 7 or 8 of them there. So there's a scam.
Yeah, maybe they are cooking the books a little bit, yeah.
I don't know what's happening, but we're off. Who we play next week?
New Orleans. Yeah, remember New Orleans?
Believe me, I remember New Orleans, and I know you do too. You remember that? We got real drunk, and Gene yelled at me, and I didn't care. Yeah, and I rode on your shoulders shirtless.
Yeah, some of the details are fuzzy to me all these years later, but it was fun.
It's fun. It is fun. It's fun to a lot that goes on. Go Cowboys.
All right, see you. There goes Jarrah.